Hello everyone, welcome to Telecast with Popey. Now, I've done the recording a podcast in the car, which Joe Ressington kindly pointed out is so 2015, and I've done recording a podcast in an airport departure lounge. Today, I'm doing recording in the kitchen. It's Sunday evening as I record this. It's about 5:30, I think, something like that. Yeah, 5:30, 6:00, and I'm making dinner for the family. So if the noises in my kitchen distract you, I apologise. Currently, I am cooking for the four of us, Claire, myself, and the two children. And it's a traditional British dish of roast dinner. It's basically a meat and a bunch of vegetables. And maybe some stuffing and gravy and that kind of stuff. And it's an opportunity that we take to sit at the table together because the kids are teenagers and I am a big teenager. And we all kind of spread out around the house and do different things. Sophie does dancing and at the moment she's got her GCSEs, so she's got a lot of work there to do. Currently doing some textiles work, I believe, and artwork. Sam has football and Claire has work, preparation for school work that she has to do during the week, and I basically faff around on my laptop and stuff. So Sunday evening, either lunchtime or evening, is an opportunity for us to sit down at the table and, I hate this word, but decompress and have a chat and, you know, find out how everyone's week is going and figure out what our plans for the week. Now, don't feel for a minute that we do this every week or that there's any kind of like agenda while we sit at the table. It's basically, if I have the right things in the house, then we do it. Otherwise, you know, we don't. So I popped to the local shop and I got a chicken and I got some vegetables and we got a dessert. And, I must remember to tell you one day about the stupid games we play when we go to the shop. Anyway, that's for another time. Remind me about that in the Telegram channel at some point, and I'll do a whole telecast about the stupid games I play with my children. So what I'm making right now is cauliflower cheese. So I've made the roux, or it's making at the moment, and I need to add some milk once the floury, buttery mix is cooked off, and I'll add some milk, and then chuck some cheese in there and then throw that over some cauliflower and lob it in the oven. We've got potatoes on the go and some chicken and I think we'll have some broccoli and maybe some carrots as well and some stuffing. So yes, that's my Sunday roast dinner. And I've got a glass of wine here. So that's my Sunday evening. Earlier on, I was watching a YouTube channel like you do. I often listen to YouTube channels and watch them on my laptop. I have my laptop perched on the end of the side while I'm cooking, just so you can picture the scene. There's the hob with all the saucepans on, and then down the end there's my laptop, and I have a full screen YouTube video playing. And there's one that I sometimes participate in. A guy called Rocco and a whole bunch of other people, Seb, Eric, Ben, a whole bunch of other people, Adam, do a kind of zoo style video podcast type thing. So they spend an hour where they review a Linux distribution. So that can be, you know, trying out something new or trying out a new release of a Linux distribution. And I sometimes join in. The only problem is usually it records at a friendly time to the US people. So that's like 1 a.m. for me. Sometimes I'll stay up and do it, but it kind of ruins my Sunday, so I don't do it very often. But I love watching it, and it is a long 2 hours. I mean, nobody's got 2 hours. Ain't nobody got time for that, to sit and watch 2 hours of people chatting. But it's interesting, because the first half is usually them discussing, you know, the new things they've discovered about this Linux distribution they've been playing with this week. And then the second half is, you know, current news or what people have been up to this week or anything that's, you know, worthy of discussion. So it's a kind of, I think I'm looking at the screen now, and there's like 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there's 20 people on this thing, and it's moderated by Rocco and Zeb and Eric, and they all help to, you know, keep things on track. And I feel like it's my new Linux user group. I used to go to Linux user groups all the time, and I just don't, because it's like a 50-mile journey, and I've got a family, and it means I'm out for the entire day. Whereas this thing, I can be out for 2 hours joining in with them, or I can just watch it and throw comments in the YouTube chat, or I can watch it afterwards like I'm doing today, and throw comments at Rocco in Telegram, which I also have been doing. And so I would encourage people who are looking for like-minded individuals in the Linux world to hunt down Rocco. His channel is Big Daddy Linux. I have no idea where that name came from, and I don't right now. It's gone beyond the point where I can ask him. So Big Daddy Linux is Rocco and all the friends, and he keeps it family friendly and tries to keep it on track. It's very difficult because you've got 20 people all with, you know, they're all weird audio setups, but you know, I think they do a really good job. But it's just like going to a Linux user group and chatting with a bunch of friends about stuff you're interested in, and I love it. So that's my Linux user group, so I wanted to mention that. Also, Rocco interviewed me in a community spotlight, which was very kind of him. I spent 2 hours last week chatting to him, and he edited that down to 1 hour, 57 minutes. It was just a little bit about, you know, how I got interested in Linux and how I got interested in computers and stuff. So if you're not bored of listening to me do this telecast thing, you can listen to another solid 2 hours of me babbling on over on Rocco's YouTube channel. If you just search for BDL, Big Daddy Linux, Alan Pope, you'll find it on YouTube. It's pretty easy to find. I might drop a link in the Telegram channel, or somebody else will. It's Rue. It's not going well. So there's that. I wanted to mention that as well. But it's quite nice. While I'm cooking dinner, everyone else is in a different room. They drop in now and then into this. I'm now back in the kitchen, talking about the kitchen, by the way. The family members drop in, and I get them to, you know, lay the table and, you know, sort everything out while I'm cooking dinner. Because I quite enjoy this. It's quite a relaxing pastime. I would say it gets me away from the computer, but it doesn't, because right now I'm recording a telecast and watching a YouTube channel, so I clearly fail at getting away from computers while I cook dinner. Anyway, so the other thing I wanted to mention is, those of you who listen to the Ubuntu podcast might wonder where this week's episode went. Well, unfortunately, Martin was a little bit unwell at the beginning of the week, and so we had to postpone it and reschedule it and reschedule it. And so we didn't end up recording until Friday, which, oh man, if you've ever listened to season one of the Ubuntu podcast, the Ubuntu UK podcast, as it was called, there's a load of episodes we recorded on a Friday, and they're the worst. We have the worst energy levels on a Friday evening. It's just awful. It can be fun, but usually we've had a glass of wine, and it doesn't go well. So we usually record the Ubuntu podcast on a Tuesday, but like I said, Martin was unwell for most of the week, so we ended up punting that until Friday. And very kindly, the Linux Academy people, Drew, over at Linux Academy, edit it for us and you know, turn it into something that's listenable. But unfortunately, because we recorded so late on Friday, you know, they didn't have a slot to be able to edit it. So I suspect it'll get edited at the beginning of next week, as you hear this. So probably beginning of October. So that'll be a bit late, but that's fine. You know, it's not a problem. So we talk about the news in that episode, and then the second episode. I don't think we're revealing any magic sauce by telling you we record two episodes back to back, and then the second episode goes out the week after. That one will go out Thursday. Maybe we'll delay that one a couple of days, just so you don't have too much Ubuntu podcast in 1 week. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, that's my Sunday evening, is cooking roast dinner. This is me turning the heat back on so that I can thicken up this roux, and I also need to grate the cheese to go in it. Where did I put the cheese? And there it is. So yes, that's my Sunday evening. I hope everyone else is having a lovely Sunday evening. And I hope the audio isn't too offensive, as always. Have a good week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Cheerio, everyone.